Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Noon Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Come on.
What's
this?
think I wanna hit the moon.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the world, according to Drew. I'm Andrew Williams, live from Studio A this morning. What a beautiful Sunday morning. The seventh day of August. Where is time going by? It's actually going by very fast. So much is going on, so little time to talk about it. As always, read your African-American newspapers no matter where you are. We have a conglomerate of news resources led by the great Charles Smith. And let me retract that. The Hall of Fame. Cheryl Smith inducted this week into the National Association of Black Journalists, affectionately known as the NABJ, a Hall of Fame. Can you imagine all the black journalists we've ever seen? Bernard Shaw, that might be stretching a little bit. Some of you are a little younger, but Bernard Shaw, when cable TV came into fruition, famous for the Patriot missiles, when they started firing back at the hotel he was in, he told CNN, come get him. Come get me. Your brother was scared over there, over in the Middle East. But you had him. I mean, you think about Joy Reid. You think about all the Ed Bradley, all the people that have paved the way for black journalists. And to be recognized by your own, I always said, it's good to be recognized, but when your own recognize you, boy, sweet as candy. I had to slow it down there because I was about to say something else. You got to always catch yourself. But I'm excited about today. Again, August 7th, 2022, over halfway of this year, and we got some things on. Hopefully we have some parents on, because I'm going to talk about as they prepare back for school. Biden takes the victory lap landmark decision with some of his climate and tax bill, healthcare stuff. Schumer, oh, man, he took a pink to make the announcement of things, prescription drugs going down. Gun violence, I hate to have this story, but letting you know the importance. It's not just Uvalde. Columbus, Ohio, same thing over and over. What are we going to do, America, about gun violence? School is starting back. Parents are getting ready for just school supplies and get them young folks ready. They've been out. They've lost their mind. They've slept late. That's what my mother said. We always lost our mind when we was out of school. But doing all kind of activities now, it's time to buckle down and get back on your regimen for the upcoming school year. We'll talk about that. Hopefully we'll have some parents on their preparation as well for that. Now, speaking of school, in the flavor of school, when someone is suspended, that's because they broke the law. They broke the code of conduct at their particular school. Maybe they didn't follow the rules at their job. That's when you get suspended. But in the state of Florida, their great governor, I might be stretching it, suspended a state attorney for not following his lead. Something to think about. Something to think about. My great state of Florida, if it wasn't Sunday morning, I would say, what the hell is going on in Florida? But since it's Sunday morning, I won't say it. I'll just let you think about it a little bit. Let's bring in the Prime Minister of Oak Cliff, the City Council Chairperson of Joplin, Texas. Let's bring in the Triple H himself, no more than Harold Horatio Hubbard, Jr. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Andrew. Good morning.
Well, you're coming in like Barry White on me. What's up? Show you right. Show you right. What's going on with that?
Yeah. Just kind of have some clarity in my mind and happy to be back here with family.
Okay, great. We're going to say that you might be a little Isaac Hayes. You stand accused. you don't wear way deep. That's your morning voice you got this morning?
Yes, sir. Sure does.
All right. So, man, it's so much on the table this morning. We'll kind of break things down. And, folks, you're welcome. Those who are online as well, you know the number, of course, at 646-200-0459. We want you to participate as well. I've given you a little rundown of what we are going to talk about, but as always, this is a platform. We want you to get things out. If you got some news or things going on in your neighborhood, I want to say good morning to Florida A&M University alumni, DFW style, had a kind of a summer picnic going away party for the future students that are headed to Tallahassee, Harold. I tell you, I met a young lady yesterday. We went out to the picnic, a young lady going in her second year at FAMU, and she's a local kid, and she's a dorm. My mind is gone already. She's over the dormitory.
We used to call them RAs. Are you talking about the resident assistant?
RA, that's it. Thank you. Yeah, I was an RA for something. Yeah, resident assistant. Thank you. It was just one of them things. My mind is going like a mixer this morning.
Hey, I can help you there. So you know what we're here for.
I appreciate it. And she was just so happy. And, Harold, I was in the honor, the presence of the Honorable Carrington Wiggum yesterday. And
hey, so you played your role, but you was the proud papa role, I'm sure.
I took out there, and you know I had something to tell her. But I told her, I said, you never know how people perceive you. So when you're out in the public, give it your best shot to do everything right. Things happen. But the little girl just lit up, and they exchanged phone numbers. Harold, you would have thought she hit the lottery. You would have thought it would have been that cake that grandmama baked you on your birthday, that type of exhilaration and effect.
Probably never seen or heard Carrington before in her life, but now you done put in touch with royalty, man.
Well, no, that's her stage. But the little girl said, "Oh my God, you Carrington!" You know, and she was saying, "Well, why? You know, I'm sorry we didn't get to meet." You know, because they have a Texas club there at FAMU.
Uh-huh.
And, with the kids all the way through the state, they get together, which I thought was very good. I have a good friend from Cleveland, Ohio. I'm sure they got together, too. They probably just passed by each other. Hey, what's up? All right. Who?
They impromptu together, huh?
Yeah, impromptu. But yeah. I think it's good for the kids. These kids are coming from everywhere today. At various colleges, if they can get a state club together. And so you can talk about some of the things that you're familiar with. If it's Dallas, you know, you talk about Arboretum. It is Sunday. I know y'all saying Arboretum. Can't talk about the Cliff Club no more. But, you know, Cliff Club coming back. It's coming back. It's coming back. And I apologize, folks. It is Sunday morning, but I just say the Cliff Club. I don't tell you. I ain't saying nothing else about the Cliff Club. It's coming back. But the picnic, I want to say just good morning to those who organized it. We may have someone talk about it a little bit and kind of give us a synopsis of the afternoon. It was hot. You know, it was hot. But we showed up kind of late. I remember my pastor always told me out of Florida, if you get there before the benediction, you have missed church. So I got there before the benediction at the picnic. But we wasn't late. But the blessing's always in the benediction. I know they say that's your church too, isn't it? I hope.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
But again, there's just so much going on. We're going to talk about Brittany Griner. I see we have a lot of people on this morning. Just before Harold and I say something, we're going to flip it today. If you press 1, just give me your take on what's going on with Brittany Griner and 9 years sentence. What is your take, ma'am or sir? All you got to do is press 1, and I'll see you on the board. And just give me a feel of what's going on in your mind when we talk about this Brittany Griner situation. And while they're getting the nerve up how to press the button, I don't know. Is this all a political plot to trade off for an arms dealer that was caught in America? Where's that equality? Where's that sense of balance of, I don't know, I guess a crime is a crime, but marijuana and somebody smuggling arms potentially to hurt somebody. Now, the scales of justice has always been something very interesting to me. But if I put cannabis cartridges on this side, will that outweigh a gun? I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe I was sleeping that class about weight distribution. Man.
One thing I will say, Andrew, can I say this?
Yes, go ahead.
Maybe people will come to learn that we're supposed to be a country of laws. Everybody's laws aren't our laws, though. So I think they have made this a national thing. But you have to keep in mind that that's communism over there. It's really not the way we know and grew up with laws over here, Andrew. You know, it's dealing on that world scale, man. Hey, like I said, let's see if somebody else got something to say before we get into it. Maybe, you know, it's a touchy situation, buddy.
And if my mind serves me correctly, back when Jesse Jackson thought about running for president, he went over and got some slaves, not slaves, I'm sorry, please forgive me, Lord. He went and got some captive Americans overseas. Jesse,
yeah.
The same Jesse Jackson that cried when President Barack Obama announced that he won. I guess he had to be president when he won then, but he was crying. Was that cry or tears of joy, tears of missed opportunity? You know, I thought about all that stuff because I thought he was going to be one of the first ones when he was, you know, at his heyday. But he,
you have to understand, though, man, me and you, Andrew, are still the tail ends of a generation that never thought we would see him personally. That was some joy, man, relief, happiness, you know what I mean? Reconciliation, you know? I mean, hey, man. I ain't going to never be thankful that we had Obama as the president. I don't care if nobody says nothing else about it. I'm very proud that I was alive to see that happen, you know. And, you know, it's just that's not just American history, man. That is world history. You know what I mean? That's amazing.
I remember my granddad and great-grandfather always talking about, hey, nobody gonna get up there with no color. That's what they used to always say. This country ain't ready for that. May not have been ready then, but we kind of turned the corner a little bit. And you talking about people crying. I mean, that was the time when you looked around and you was like, whoa, where do we go from here?
Just hugging people you didn't even know, probably. You know what I mean? That kind of joy.
I mean, joy like going on a family trip, knowing that the car is packed with food and the gas is full in the tank.
Yeah.
You ready?
I tell you one thing. In hindsight, now that he's out of there, those who were talking about him are missing him now. That's all I'm going to say. That's the nicest way I could put that one, Andrew. I almost put myself out there.
Well, you know, we always draw attention, whether it's positive or negative. And more people, they can't. What's the always? You can't judge a book by its cover all the time. They're looking at the cover of the book, not thinking about what the pages may have offered or at that time what was going to be offered by the book. So now we've seen a lot of people didn't agree with everything that he may have done, but he survived it. He got through it, and now something that DeSantis can't do, something that 45-9 minus 1 can't do, something that Herschel Walker can't do. So you can't take the history books. You can't. You can change things, and what you don't want in Florida. Yeah, I'm on Florida hard today because, again, he suspended a county judge. Suspended because he did not follow his lead or his political agenda. How do you suspend an elected official? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Did he go out there and beat somebody up in the club? Was he spinning
no,
donuts?
It's dealing with that personal issue of abortion, man. That's a personal thing, man, to a whole lot of people. And hey, man, they wave that political arm to express the views of the people they think the money's coming from, Andrew. You know,
Harold, I think he's trying to appeal to the people maybe of Iowa. I'm just trying to get this out. The Floridians, they try to float on their own boat. But what is going on? Who is this target audience for wanting to suspend the state attorney there in the state of Florida so they don't support his agenda? Well, he might as well open up the jail cell because a lot of people don't support. We have a guest. If they press one, they can come on and say it. Talking about Obama, can you, ma'am or sir, well, we know ma'am, I'm sorry. Can you press one and get that out since we're talking about it? She's going to come on. I feel it. She's one of my watchmen there, a watch personnel. Florida Tides. But her comments, she texted to speaking on Obama, there was an event over the last week. It was rattlers all over. You know, we everywhere, Harold.
I've long since not have y'all have convinced me that it spreads wide.
But we're Arthur's Vineyard. It's Vineyard, but you know, in on the streets. Look, whether in Dallas, Tampa, Miami, Cleveland, Vineyard. He was up there at Martha's Vineyard. And they took over Martha's Vineyard. And President Obama was spotted at the Vineyard.
Wow.
I know they say, boy, we can't go nowhere. We can't go nowhere. I'm thinking this old movie where I think it was Martha's Vineyard, where this family had a little money, and they went over and I can't think of the boy's name. Ink, I think y'all Inkwell, something like that. And how they were treated. It was around the centennial, 4th of July, wasn't that 76, when they filmed it, and it was just amazing then how then is now. If you look at it now, you wouldn't know any difference. Any difference. So, you know, President Obama, he's a citizen, private citizen, look, with some security, and he's up at Martha's Vineyard. And then we took over, from what I understand, Harold. You know, we just don't show up. We show out. I know you're tired of hearing that, but as long as I got breath, you're here.
I understand.
But it's that sense of pride, man. I tell you, with school starting up, I just hope all these kids can get to the point where they select the university or college of their choice and make the most of it. And even if you don't go the college route, you make the most of what you do. Because the person you look at when you look in the mirror, that's the main person you need to satisfy. And I'm hoping Mr. DeSantis hears that part. He may not. Somebody will tell him we talked about it. But just because I can't have my way, that means, hell, that's just like how we talked about if you own the basketball. Now, it'd be bad if we didn't pick you. It's your basketball. As kids, we didn't understand if you wanted to take your ball. No, you stopping us from playing. No, I ain't playing. I've been known to do that in the past. I got the football in. When it came to basketball, you know what I told my daddy? I said, Daddy, Yes, son. Oh, you know, we had a Wally Cleaver approach. Daddy, I see the court in the yard, piece of slab or something. And I saw shooting with my eyes closed. You know, because I just wanted to achieve something. Then it got to the point where you're playing in the neighborhood, they see you start shooting. Then they start picking you. Now, you know what that did for confidence? It was soaring. Then you were able to do other things. Got into other organizations. Now you're cool because you could play. But every kid can't play. You got to be cool in the other arenas. You might be in a think bowl or something. That's cool. We thought it was a little nerdy. But when you got older, you found out that person knew quite a bit. And now they're in somebody's lab trying to figure out how atoms split. How many atoms are out there? What's the nuclear weight of certain items? See, it may not be our passion, but we got people doing everything. Every single thing. And you got to know, once we do it, we take over. They so scared of Tiger Woods, and then he didn't have the situation, poor fellow. What is collagenation? Can anybody look that word up on me? Collagenation. Is there any such word?
I'm going to just stick and keep it simple. We was coming up. If you had how much of a piece of blood in you? You was colored. So
it's teaspoon—that's all it took.
Yeah,
a teaspoon. You were colored. And you know my analogy with blackness. And blackness is great. Life is like a glass of milk. For us, with a half a scoop of Nestle Quick to put in it. Half a scoop now. And guess what it changed into? Something brown. Something darker than the milk that was originally poured in the glass. That's all it takes, just a teaspoon. And we know that. They know that. The world is turning brown. It's turning brown, whether they want it or not. You can get the horses and run people back across the border of Texas. The census could do his thing and run you back to the Bahamas, Jamaica. Some people might want to just go anyway.
Now, I'm on them notes, and caught a little bit of this week. I thought it was kind of interesting how the governor is now putting people in buses and letting them land in New York and that kind of stuff. I'm like, whoa. They reaching out now, you know, make it international.
What group was going to New York?
Our great governor here, and they,
Who was he sending to New York?
Some refugees from the southern border. Let them tell it. They were illegal aliens or just refugees, man. I'm not gonna say illegal aliens. It was refugees from the southern border. I don't know. I don't know.
All I can tell you, when they come from Haiti, I've never seen that Coast Guard thing get so fast to the border in my life.
Yeah, now I do remember that.
Water, mountains. They've had some hills to climb to get from Haiti to the border of Texas. And then you want to corral them up like they heard. Then you get the Coast Guard plane. Well, big planes can't land down here. That seemed to be a pretty big plane. I tell you, America.
Well, one thing.
Go ahead.
Hey, I tell you what, though. I do believe, Andrew, now it's just my opinion, but our brown brothers, brown people that were found in San Antonio has a lot to do with the political things they're trying to do with refugees, too. You know, that's right there in Austin. He can't ignore nothing going on in San Antonio. So I don't know. When you say about the ethnicity, I really don't know, but I bet you it was brown. I bet you it was brown. Yeah. I bet you.
But brown, but when you come a little browner, they said the plane, all them folks went back. They were fast. Look, as quick as much time they spend to get here, they went back quicker than 3-4 times the time used to get here. They went back fast. I was pissed off at the state using horses to corral these people. I have not seen a horse. People slip past that border.
They do that down at the border, though, Andrew. I'm telling you that. That wasn't a new tactic. They do. Man, those border towns, people can say what they want to say, but, man, it's a war down there all the time, it seems like to me. It's like they always have to be on the lookout for everything. But they have used that before, but not to that extent nationally. I'm not trying to belittle that, but that is a tactic that they use down there a lot, man. You know, they use it a lot.
You know, people, I agree with you wholeheartedly. But the media made sure we saw well.
And you just said the key word. Yes.
Let's corral them up and show it. Now, if it's happening, I totally agree with you. I support what you say. But why is Channel 4, 11, 21, what other than 39, Telemundo, they ain't showing that.
Mm-hmm.
The Haitians come over, we see it. Or the brother that time in Galveston had him tied up like cattle, walking him down the street.
Right. Boy.
You want to humiliate our character. Our situation, and didn't hear much about the official that did that as a man walking down the street. Then after a while, they're going to have Alex Haley come from behind the wall and say something. Roots is over.
Mm.
But you look at Roots, how we perceived it. Is Roots happening all over this country? People getting killed? Shot, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. Just from last week alone, even a 15-year-old child that had aspirations of being somebody great is mowed down by a bullet. A bullet. And I tell you constantly, when you shoot somebody and kill somebody, you have just put a period in their life.
Not
that's
just theirs.
It's gone. Go ahead, Harold.
I was just saying, and not just theirs. That's a family that's affected. That's a dream deferred. You know, that's a lot, man. And, I mean, it's just that we've gotten to a point where it's happening so regularly, we can't let that just become numb to that. We cannot remain numb to that, man.
But if we get this gun, you know, people going to have some guns. I got it. But you can't let no 18-year-old buy it. They may get it out of the closet. Then, if they get it out of the closet, then that's going to make the adults a little bit more attentive about their guns. And not trying to go
educate.
AR-15 to go shoot at Bambi. Poor Bambi. Assault rifle to go deer hunting. Let's go catch some wild hogs. You won't have much meat. A lot of people don't catch them because they're too wild. Real gamey. Might be a little fat on it. But they always running. I would think it would be lean meat. So we do what we want to do in America. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just saying I had never looked at it that way. You say, well, they run it. They should just be a lean meat.
But they eat anything, the wild boars. And you can see them. If you early morning, sometimes dawn. You'll see them at dawn, sunset. You'll see them on the side of the road in packs. Domestic pigs gone wild. Then they grow the little antlers or horns, whatever you want to put on their snout, and they dig up stuff. I don't know if you've ever seen these hogs, the aftermath of their arrival. But,
well, you're going to make nobody eat breakfast or dinner today, Andrew, if we start talking about all that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe they'll eat some fish.
Have to give a light spin to it. But did you ever get anybody that wanted to talk about brick grinder situation?
Nobody raised their hand. I know a couple of numbers. We just need them to press one. It just gives you a feeling about it. Let us know, and Brittany, they're trying to get 2-for-1. So many combinations that they're trying to put together. Even with the war in Ukraine, their first grain ship went out last week. So they've moved, keeping their commerce, but they were trying to stop them from going out. But they're moving very slow through the water so that they can see if anybody's trying to attack as they go out.
Yeah.
It's just very scary. You know,
man, let's talk about some good stuff then while we're waiting.
but the thing is, talk about the good and the bad. When we had 9/11, didn't know what to expect. We didn't know what to expect in our lifetime, this generation. That was all we could hang our hat on, the fact that we had 9/11. You see planes going into buildings. It looked like a cartoon. If it wasn't a cartoon, it looked like something that was something that was
unrealistic. We thought it wasn't. But, but we, too, it could be attacked. No. Yeah.
So, we've gone through some things. We've also gone through the Challenger when it blew up. A lot of people, in our lifetime. And, folks, I'm here to tell you, if you got a birthday, want to wish you a happy birthday. But we've talked about this, is that you got more behind you than you got in front of you. Let's enjoy and make a difference in the lives of people that we come in contact with. Let's not sleep under a rock. But yet, if you're going to sleep where the rock is located, move it out of the way. Just don't settle on what you got. Make sure it works.
True. I like that.
Go ahead, I didn't hear you.
Good, I like that one. I just wanted to say we always say about if you do something bad to somebody, it's going to come back to you. This week I had a lesson about good karma too. If you just truly put out good karma and good love, that comes back. Now, I ain't going to try to make no story about love conquering all and all that, but it is true. Love is going to end and going to win in the end. And if we just can stop just getting distracted by all the other distractions that are out here to keep us away from, our love for ourselves, first of all, and us as a people, as the human race, I know we can make this thing look a whole lot better than it's looking to some of us that are feeling and seeing this gloom. So I just wanted to just talk about something that, everything ain't always doom and gloom. There's some good comes out of it. There's some good that comes out of it.
Yeah, but think about how when we go back to Bugs Bunny, Roadrunner, it wasn't fun. It wasn't anything. It wasn't fun when wasn't no action or somebody getting smashed or Acme truck running to him.
But hey, I'm see if I can make you laugh, but you remember how the blues flipped it? Ain't no fun when the rabbits got the gun?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm, you feel me?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, you Yeah, you think the when the hunter becomes the hunted.
Absolutely. I got one, and we're going to get folks on here. Look, with the big dog and the little dog, I can't think. Spike and some other little dog. And the big dog walked around like he was all that. And the little dog asked him to beat up Sylvester. Well, actually, the big dog was fighting the kangaroo. That's why he was scared. He thought it was Sylvester. And every time Sylvester, he cringed. But then Sylvester scared of the little dog. You know, and the point there I'm trying to raise, sometimes, you know what, you can slay a giant. I'm not telling you to hurt it, but you can get past that point. There's a lot of people that make the noise don't know what they're making noise for. They don't.
You went back to elementary days on me, that empty wagon making the most.
School is there. School is there.
That's a distraction. Yep.
And the kids today just have so many different focuses that we did not have. We was happy, okay.
That is so.
We can't be playing like we used to. We got to go. Can't wait to get to school with all my friends. All right? All my friends at school. And that was the thing. Some kids are dreading it now, which is very unfortunate. You know, but it's a part of the process. And that's what they don't get yet.
I want to cut you off, Andrew, but let me say this, throw this out. I don't know about you, but the way I look back at my childhood, then mostly all of my first friends were my cousins because, you know, our families were such close-knit back then that I got some cousins that I thought was my brothers and sisters until it came time for us to go to somewhere else to school or, you know, or a real daycare rather than just being at grandma's house, you know. So school and friends, they're important. You building that stuff in that early, you know, developmental years. But I know I just was throwing it out. Some of my cousins, I thought they were my friends and family. You know, my first friends were actually family. They were cousins and stuff, you know.
See, y'all was high cotton. See, y'all understand. I ain't had that many cousins.
Just had a bunch. Yeah, we just had a bunch. No?
Yeah.
Necessarily no high cotton.
that means more blood on the cotton from picking it. But folks, you know, as we get ready for school, you may have kids at different levels. You know, we pray that they have a successful school year. Kind of in the weeks to come, give us an idea if you've had some bloopers getting the kids in new schools or what have you, just for the sake of just having fun. Let us know. Call back and let us know. But I tell you this, I love this time of year so much that I can share this with you.
Try to be the best you can be.
Hey, I love school. You know, Al, when I was getting ready to go to school, I wasn't trying to see no person. I was trying to make sure I got back with my friends. That's how much I loved it growing up. It's that time. It's that time. A lot of kids starting school for the very first time. You got kids who are going back, but transitioning from elementary to middle school, and from middle school to high school, and high school to college. And you even have some hair on that are finished college. It's time to get to work, but you should have been to work in May or June. But now some of them are starting in September, I guess getting a break before they get back. Get back to the grind, because now school, either they're going to pay for it or you're going to have to work a little harder for yourself to make yourself better. I say get it while you can, and we're just so excited about this time of the year. I love that part of it says, can't wait to get there to see the principal. Oh, man. We had some principals. Now, back in the day at my school, we had Mr. Robinson. Look, I tell you, I got caught up in the integration switch. Had Ms. Weeks. I can tell you everybody we had. Went back, had Ms. Bryant, went back to another school. Mr. Ramirez. I even had my next-door neighbor was a dean at the school. I got in trouble. They got me out of it. Really wasn't that. I was defending myself, Harold. It was a kid, 16.
You don't have to defend yourself against me. I know you ain't going to let nobody do nothing.
He was 16 in seventh grade. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
He was 16 in the seventh grade.
Yeah.
And so he pushed me out to the four square. I don't know if y'all remember that. And he was talking no one. So before I knew it, he got a punch. I didn't get suspended. I'm saying I know why I didn't. I told him, if the kid pushed me, he pushed me down, what else am I supposed to do? So we have a good talk, maybe because my next-door neighbor was the dean. And maybe that helped out a little bit. I don't know. And my mother, she just went on and talked about everything with the teacher, why I wasn't paying attention. I was talking. I was getting my work done. And I'm just talking. So she played on that hair. He just talking. I don't know where he get that from. My dad looked over there and said, you don't know where he getting that from? That was the funniest moment in my life at that time. When my dad said that. They didn't have no more problem out of me. Because he told me if he got caught one more time, not a couple of times, one more. That was going to be over. Hadn't gotten in trouble since.
A new awakening.
Grown man, still doing right. My best to do right. You know, I'm human. But when it comes to work, I keep that on the up and up. Because we're very fortunate to have jobs. Somebody can come and stroke the canvas a little differently and take that from you. And that's where we are now. We're so divided in this country. So divided. That we're not trying to help each other as we need to. Countries are seeing that there's some depleted areas in this fabric called America. But we're still marching on. Still marching on. But a lot of obstacles along the way. So if you have kids going to school or going back, first time all the way through, let them know how much you care about them. Give them some expectations. And I know a lot of parents do this, so it could be a repeat of what you're thinking. Let them know your expectations. And whatever you do, parent, stay abreast of what they're doing in class. You get more time with your kids just being, you know, hey, how was your day? What you talk about? So they'll know, if nothing else, when they come home, they know somebody's going to try to find out what went on, so they're going to be very attentive. You got to work on that. We have some brilliant minds that are out there now. it's going to be even better when these young folks become the adults in that next swing of greatness. We need it. They need it. And we keep moving on. It's about 56 after the hour. I don't see the Hall of Famer. She's not on as of yet. She promised me she's going to try to get on.
I tell you, that's a proud thing, let us to me. I tell you, man. And I know she's been in it a long time, man, but to know that she started something and brought it to completion and is still going and reaching out and helping others, that should not be missed at all. You know, how she gives to the young people in colleges that are wanting to be journalists. And, you know, she is and that kind of stuff. I think all of that comes into being a true Hall of Famer.
Well, I'm just mad I ain't getting invited so I can wear my yellow jacket. Oh, that's a football Hall of Fame. I'm sorry. Go. That's wrong. Wrong Hall of Fame.
Don't hate. Don't hate.
Okay. Don't hate.
You invited enough to know that you knew about it. And, you know, share in the glow of that.
Look, we just had some family things along with the family alumni. I was a little late, Harold, but you know you always get that blessing and the benediction they always told us, right? So we were there on time, a little late, got to break bread, had a soda water. Yeah, I went back to my Florida roots. Not a soda, not a pop, soda water.
Mm.
Now,
I'm here to call all of that.
So I like y'all don't know what I'm talking about.
Why are you always trying to act like we didn't come up similar ways? Because, you know, we all from the South. We know all of them terms. Soda water, pop. You remember when people used to say Polly Pop, Kool-Aid?
No, you got me on that. What's a Polly Pop?
Yeah.
You got to help me with that one.
It's just another form of Kool-Aid that was sweet, and they would make the little popsicles out of, you know, you put them in the freezer and stuff, and you had them, it was basically just ice with Kool-Aid in it. That's all it is,
okay.
Same thing.
Yeah, we do our own Kool-Aid popsicles. Look, but two things. So y'all was sophisticated.
Trying to make the things like they buy in the store. That's all we were really doing, just doing it at home.
I had a George Washington moment when I was growing up. My grandmother she was a frozen cup lady in the neighborhood.
Okay.
And God bless her soul, she loved me dearly because I was eating up all the problems. I was eating everything. She got creative and made cream, frozen cup, and some people call them pops. We did quite a bit, but yeah, I consumed most of those. Got my friends, you know, helping out and stuff. But that's when life was simple. When was the last time some of your parents made popsicles? Or had some family friends? So we're coming out of this COVID. But since the kids have been around, have you had them over for popsicles? Something to give them a break from this heat. And folks, even though the kids going back to school, ask your kids to monitor themselves outside. Hopefully the coaches are watching them. Please dress appropriate. I know now a lot of the kids, and especially our little young ladies, when they go, they have those little workout tights, and that's fine. That's fine, but you have to be aware. It's hot. Dallas is hot, period. Anytime somebody say in the upper 100, my first experience in Dallas, the temperature today is going to be up in the upper 100. And I may have asked you this before. What temperature should I expect in the upper 100?
I don't know about the upper hundreds, man. Upper 90s is 100 to me. Now, upper hundreds, that's a little bit high. But when they talk about that.
I'm thinking 190, so that's about as up as you can get on the 100.
Yeah.
Nah, they talking about 105, one close to 109 and 10. I had to pick that up because instantly I got hot just hitting in the upper 100. But it's just amazing. Like I said, we're from different parts.
But Andrew, along those lines, man, the heat exposure, then that, you know, maybe we need to start addressing and just mentioning, just heat exposure, period. Whether you going to school or to work out or just working out in the heat, we need to make sure that people are aware to recognize the signs of overheat exposure and stuff like that, you know? And, you know, you might see somebody sweating profusely and it looks like everything's okay, but that could be the last sign of their body trying to cool itself off. And I mean, I know you know more about that kind of stuff than me. It's just that working out in the heat, you know, we see this kind of stuff so much. That's, you know, and it's usually, fortunately, you know, we have some professionals out in the community that know these things and can help people in these situations. But we need to, when the people start talking about the heat index and the heat exposure, we do need to keep an eye on our elderly. I'll bring that up. Make sure that they still have water and air conditioners in their homes and, you know, things of that nature is what I'm saying, Andrew. You know, if we need to just touch base on that, you know, maybe we should.
You're right.
Keep everybody safe.
And we'll go through that hydration, especially as an athlete going out. And remind your kids, especially your boys, because the young ladies may get a little outside time, but when it comes to football, you know they're going to have them in that heat. If they realize they're not sweating, then they need to take a break. I do teach CPR. We can get you some classes on some things and what you need to work on as far as the summer heat. Because Texas is no joke. I'm telling you. I think we're closer to the sun, even though we're on an axis on this planet. I think Texas is probably still closer to the sun than anything. A lot of kids have died. Hell, it's a shame this time of the year. You would think it's a happy moment, but there have been some sad moments. Kids playing football, they're trying to prove to their buddies that they're tough and not follow the guidelines of what is needed in order to stay hydrated.
Yeah. And you just jogged my memory when you said that, man. A big thing that goes on around here, and I'm sure it's not just in Texas, but keep an eye on leaving your children in cars, man. I mean, that is the saddest thing to me, man. And I'm not going to say that the parents don't make mistakes, man, and, you know, whatever. But if you see it and you see somebody with a child and their car is even if the car is running or not, and the window's up and the child can't get out, bring it to someone's attention. Bring it to someone's attention. If you don't know what to do, bring it to someone's attention. Does that make sense, Andrew?
Oh, it makes a lot of sense. But I've seen people break glasses because you go in there, the kid's trying to, they can't cool them down, and they just, you know, it's an oven, what they've created. Especially when you have 100 and five and the heat index up to 115, 120. Inside the car. So every little breath the child may be making, or even the adult, if something's happened, it's just a bad situation all the way around. And we just have to be aware of certain things. We want you all to do that. Please, please. These kids that are caught up in these bad situations, they deserve to live. They deserve to make a difference in the society that we live in. So important. I thought we had a hand up. They done pulled it back. We got some 172s and 214s, 817. If you got a question or comment, please press one, we'll get you on. We want this to be a platform in order for you to utilize. And we're going to talk about a little bit later some of this gun violence that every Sunday that I come on, I try to give you some numbers of gun violence. It's not all at Uvalde. It's not all at Parkland and Columbine. This stuff is going on throughout this country, and we need to do something about it, need to make our kids aware that if they see something going south, they get out of the way. Get out of the way. Go hide. You know what? Call me a coward. But a coward can sometimes talk about what transpired. You know, what do you want to do? I want to live. We all have, look, we all have those bookmarks in our life when it's going to happen. But knowing that I could have gotten out of a situation that could have been detrimental to my health or others, then that's when I end up.
It's well, tough. Tell you what my opinion is about the schools. It's not that child's responsibility. It is the school's responsibility to keep our children safe when we send them there. Now, we have to do our due diligence as adults to make sure that happens. Now, you know, if we're talking about just gun violence in schools, but gun violence as a whole, yes, you know, everybody needs to be able to keep themselves safe and don't try to be the hero. But don't, you know, does that make sense? You know, don't try to be the hero. You don't know what you're doing, and so don't try to be the hero.
But you know what? Like these kids that have died playing football, that I'll go back to that. Our professionals have to be aware and give water breaks. There's certain things in place.
And,
that could keep.
Yeah, I know here in Texas, they really have, man, even all the way down to the little leagues and stuff, they really have got to where they pay a lot more attention to that kind of stuff. Because you have to. You know, we've evolved over time. Now, I know once you get to the schools, man, they definitely are on it. They have the designed water breaks, and they even have gotten to the high schools and stuff now to where it's times when they can't practice outside. Because, you know what I mean? It's too hot. So you got to have some design time practice somewhere else. You know, that's just a serious thing. Hydration is old. It's a serious thing. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
In Florida, we should practice early in the morning.
Yeah.
There's two things we had to conquer, not only the heat, but you had the thunderstorms that came up every evening. So we got two practices, 6 and 10, and with 2-hour practices. So we had a 2-hour break. We slept at the school. We didn't go nowhere.
Wow. Yeah.
But we were rushed to get everything out before the weather changed. And there's so much sophistication in how they conquer heat strokes now. Down at, I know it's going to make you cringe a little bit, but down at Florida A&M University, they just recently held a guy made a tractor trailer into a box where if somebody got hot and overheated, they'll put him in this cool room to reduce the heat stroke. It used to be a thing where you would pack cavities. Think about it, grown folks. You would pack cavities with ice in your groin, your armpits, and then give them cold water. Back in the day when I used to work in the emergency room, we would get a patient with heat stroke hell, and we would dunk them into a tub of ice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how can you do that? There's some problems with it now. We didn't know then. You could throw your body in a shock. You're going from...
Yeah.
98.1, 9, whatever the case may have been, and then your temperature drops even more. So it's something you definitely have to pay attention to. And even playing ball, somebody didn't want to be known as somebody that's weak. No, we need you to be alive. I don't care if you're over there talking about, coach, it's hot, can't do it. Let me get some water. Get some water. And for those coaches out there, you should have scheduled breaks for these kids. It's something else. It is something else. I had a little pause there at helping out the pet population.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But I got some ladies on here. We want to hear you this morning. I appreciate you being on with us. But I need to hear a little bit from you. You know, we talk about the gun violence. And let me give you some information on that as well. Now, last weekend, Harold, last weekend, was the 31st of July. Since that time, in Indianapolis, Indiana, 4 people were shot. No one was killed. Orlando, Florida, 7 people shot. And usually, 7 people were shot when someone opened fire into a crowd during a fight at the Central Business District in the early morning. In Detroit, 8 people shot, 2 dead. 2 people were killed and 6 others injured when a man fired at a home from the street. Wow. You know, you say your home is a haven. Your home is your haven, and you're dying there at home. That's a tough one to swallow. South Bend, Indiana. 4 people shot. Nobody died. A person shot 4 people in 2 different locations, who were later transferred to hospitals. No motive had been established. Hartford, Connecticut, 4 people shot. Decatur, Illinois, 4 people shot, 1 dying. This particular one teenager was killed and 3 others injured in the shooting at the end of graduation party. At a brew pub. So a lot is going on. We'll continue to do that, but I put these numbers out here. We could eliminate these numbers if you start at home. Talk to your kids, let them know the importance of gun violence. I mean, you have to know, because some of the kids are not reading, they don't care, they just want a piece to protect themselves, which is what we don't need at all. And that one that get the gun can hurt their family. It's just so much connected with that. As we're going, that's August 1st now, we're looking at, in D.C., 6 people with 1 getting killed. Columbus, Ohio, again, 5 people shot, 2 killed. Go back to Orlando. A 45-year-old man suspected killing his wife, 3 daughters before committing suicide. Wow. Albany. I'm sorry. Not Albany is in Georgia. Albany, however you want to pronounce it, in New York, 5 people shot and 1 killed. Los Angeles, 5 people shot, 1 being killed. And that happened when one person was killed and 4 was wounded at an indoor swap meet in Panorama City. And that was CBS in Panorama?
I don't know.
Laurel, Nebraska, a man killed 4 people at 2 separate homes and set the houses on fire.
Man, you about to start making me feel like that moment in life when the guy was reading the mail. Anybody want to know anything else? No, we good. We good.
So, as we continue, New York, 4. Cincinnati, 9. 9 people wounded and shooting outside a bar over the Rhine neighborhood in Cincinnati. Isn't that something? And then on a sad note, out of Columbus, a 15-year-old child was shot and killed, going into his second year of high school. You know, his name was Izzy Jaffari. Izzy Jaffari. 15, going into his sophomore year. Soccer player. I mean, what are you defenseless about? So much potential. And, I go back time and time again and talk about when people kill people, they'll put a period in their lives, and pretty much a period in the lives that came in contact with them on a daily basis. Periods are not like commas, by no means.
Right. Comma is a whole lot better than a period. Comma, you pause and keep on going. And if we would pause and think about what you're doing rather than just, you know, I remember how the teacher used to say, don't run through that period, you know, when we're writing and stuff. Did your teacher ever say that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Just run through that. Yeah. Just take a pause. And as adults, sit back, take a breath. Mm-hmm. You'd be amazed at how just good breath. And pause, man. You can get a reset on this thing we call life.
Right. And we've
get a new perspective.
Experience school. Like you mentioned, I echo what you said when you say school. There were so many life lessons that were taught that we didn't even pick up on. Right? We're all about getting the book because our thought process was very narrow as a child. We were kind of in and out, like old, what you put in it is what you're going to get out of it. But as you start to develop, and the critical thinking and the reason thing starts.
I don't want to disturb you, man, but I'm getting some texts from people that listen, and we're just wanting to know is some more about, you know, Cheryl getting in the hall. Is she still at the event now for the acceptance of that, or is she just busy doing some other traveling?
She should be back right now. I'll see if I go ahead and text her and see if she's back.
No, I've texted this morning and I hadn't had a response. That's why I was saying it on the air to you to see maybe, you know.
And you know, sometimes when you come back, that time frame difference, even a couple of hours, throw you off.
Where was the event? East Coast?
Vegas.
Okay. Oh, yeah, definitely, man. You know, when we coming back this way, boy, it seems like your time frames, you and landing in a whole new place when you trying to get your feet back ready here. You know?
I can't imagine going to California, going back to the East Coast. That could throw you off a little bit. We've done it a few times.
Yeah.
You have a kind of adjust a little bit.
Well, we'll make sure we have people because we'll make sure we get her accolades when she come on, whenever she come on, though. Because some people just want to congratulate her personally on that. What'd you say, Andrew? I know you were starting to say something.
You're absolutely correct. I mean, you know, this has been her life, and I'm glad that we are part of things that she may have accomplished.
Family, it's a family accomplishment. She's the leader of this family. That is great.
And to still help, you think about print medium, which is going out because everybody read on the internet. But even though she continues to do that, and people still pick up, still people are getting ads in the paper, the old school way to keep it afloat. She has a partnership with WFLA or whatever, not FLA. WFFA.
You talking about WFAA? Yeah, that's WFAA. ABC, the local ABC affiliate. Yeah.
And let me tell you what's unique about that station. They must have been one of the oldest stations before, if you all didn't know, anything west of the Mississippi River pretty much has a K to start out their call letters. But WFAA was one of them old school, been around when they gave W to everything. But if they have K's, you think about Channel 11 here locally, you think of Channel five, they all start out with K. That's anything west of the Mississippi River should have those. But they're all two old ones. So put that in your hat of knowledge. People not aware of that.
Know that. I didn't know that, Andrew. Like I say, we talk about so much stuff on this show, and I want people to know, man, this is an educational, light-tempered type show. We like to have some humor, but we all about learning on this show, too, learning about ourselves as a people and what we can do to grow our communities and all that kind of stuff. But you just taught me that. I never knew that, Andrew.
Well, just hang in there. So we're gonna take it for a ride. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, those are the call letters. And I know we have somebody on from Cleveland. If they could confirm that or what some of their stations were, but I know definitely what they call their call letters.
Yeah, but the key word is those old original stations, you know, that been around and still around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know KTVT, that's 11 here.
There you go. KTV.
Mm-hmm. Now they got all these affiliates coming from different ways.
Uh-huh. Look, Harold, and you and others who are listening, if you go to the NABJ, National Association of Black Journalists, the 2022 Awards Hall of Fame and Special Honors, that just took place there in beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Las Vegas and Las Wages. And now when you go to the airport, remember, if you've ever been to Vegas, when you come out, you run into the Thomas and Mack Center, which is the campus of University of Las Vegas, okay? And University of Nevada, Las Vegas, UNLV. That's what they're you come in there, you hang a left, and you go towards the casinos. Now when you go there, that beautiful stadium that the Raiders are playing in is right there, part of that landmark, of that landmark look. And then if you go up the street a little bit, T-Mobile has a new arena right in the heart of Vegas. And I've been very fortunate in my life. I was there when they tore down the Sands. I know some of you are like, where is the Sands? That was one of the famous hotels back in the day. Sammy Davis Jr. and all that. Come on, man. Yeah. If not, that's your parents talked about it. Did you see it go down the weekend I was there? And I knew something was going on.
I didn't know you knew Vegas that well, man. I ain't going to even lie. I don't know Vegas that well. I've been there, but, man, I don't know the history, the layout of it the way you seem to be putting it out. I don't know it like that, Andrew. You a professional gambler or something? It's something you need to tell me?
What you talking about, Willis? What you talking about, Willis? No, I've been dibbling and dabbling. But the thing is, Vegas is very simple. It runs the main Las Vegas Boulevard runs north and south. So you'll run into it. It sits in a rim. And if you know what I mean by that, there are mountains there in Vegas, and the lower part is called, you know, within the rim. So you can go far north, and you run into like a bowl. You go east, it's a bowl. You go south and north, and west, it's a bowl. Beautiful place to spend. Like I said, I've been there on business, and one company I work for, Harold, they pissed me off. I haven't been with them in a minute. We found the only non-gaming hotel in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear that? They put us in a non-gaming hotel.
So that means they wanted y'all to just be able to sleep and listen to what they want to say or what? To get you a reason to try to go find a casino somewhere.
Pretty much. I keep thinking the street is Hardin, H-A-R-D-I-N, if I'm not mistaken. That's the Hard Rock Cafe is on there. So I was able to run across the street and bet over there. I'm sorry, not bet. Just participate in the activities and the fanfare. We don't want to get people the idea about things. But let me give you a little bit about Cheryl. You had mentioned that the National Association of Black Journalists announced the honorees for the 2022 Hall of Fame. The awards, as we all know, were presented the 3rd through the 7th, which is closing out today. And they had the luncheon on Friday, and it's the Global Blood Therapeutics. And if you look on the site, here's some people that you may or may not know, but we're going to read them out. Levi Henry, founder and publisher of Westside Gazette paper. Tanya Hart, producer, host of Hollywood Live. Harry D. Boomer. He's an anchor in Cleveland, Ohio, Cleveland 192. Cheryl Smith, publisher editor of iMessenger Media. Charles W. Happy Adams Jr., executive vice president of WANN and WXTC. And last and definitely not least, Michelle Agan, photographer for the New York Times. Now, all the black journalists we have seen, Harold, and I'm trying to find the list to highlight who has been inducted before. That's a well rounded group. And I tell you here, you hear let me say my disclaimer, protect the pet population. Have your dog spayed or neutered. That's my disclaimer.
So you're still dealing with the family member there at home?
Yeah. With the live studio audience. We're trying to move like moving cattle right here. So, like moving cattle. All right, I'm back. I just had to corral.
Hey, if nothing else, people see we are down home show. You got to take care of that's the family member that you got to take care of right now. The pets are part of our family. When you have them. Yeah.
No, I'm not going to say what I was thinking. Yeah, they got family members of the family. They are. And they let you know when they talk it out. But here's some other things we'll look at right quick. And folks, Journalist of the Year, Jacqueline Charles. She's a reporter from the Miami Herald. Percy Obuzu, Foreign Journalist Award, Chief International Investigative Correspondent for CNN. Amara Jones, creator, Translash Media, Chuck Stone Award, Dean Beckett, Local Investigative Times for the New York Times. Legacy Award, Richard M. Peary, retired reporter from the Cleveland Plain Dealer. We have somebody from Cleveland. Is that a newspaper in our neck of the woods? Michael J. Feeney Emerging Journalist Award. Sarah Beth Manny, photojournalist at Detroit Free Press. Ida B. Wells Award. Robin Lytle Turner, VP of Training, Culture, and Community with Dow Jones. I mean, the list goes on and on. Congratulations to everybody. They even recognized a student that works for the New York Times, educators from various schools, Mickey Turner, associate professor of professional practice at the University of Southern California. You know, Hal, maybe you and I, we may get an award one day. But you know what? I'm not in so much for the awards. I'm in just to provide information to those who are with us. Again, you're listening to The World According to Drew. I'm Andrew William live from Studio A this morning. of Harold Hubbard riding shotgun right here in the sunny, sunny Dallas, Texas. Harold, I know where you thought I was going with that. I thought I'd throw you that little curveball right there at that time.
Sunny Dallas. It's the southern sector. That's where we are.
And, folks, it's just so much going on, so little time to talk about it. As we approach it with 30 minutes left, don't forget to read your African-American newspapers. Of course, we talk so much about what our Hall of Famer has done in this area. It is just unbelievable. And we want you all, she's featured on her, they've been going live from the NABJ Hall of Fame Awards at the convention. Happy anniversary to Bishop and Bishop Richie and Richard, excuse me, and Peggy Johnson. 52 years. 52 years. Congratulations. Kenneth and Anna Marie Robinson. 4 years. And when you go on, the COVID alert is red. Cheryl and them do a very good job of letting us know what's going on. Here in Dallas County and surrounding, pretty much setting the tone for the Metroplex. Right now it's red. Wear your mask, wear your wash your hands, be safe, protect yourself and others. That's where we are today.
Now, I didn't know they had switched it to red. I knew it was back high caution, especially with the new thing that's going around, you know, with the pox stuff.
Yeah, monkey pox.
Mm-hmm.
Monkey pox. And folks, let me, for those who have kids, let me try to get this information to you. It's so small, but just give me a second to enlarge this. They have free physicals that are out there that you all really need to know about if you need it for your kids, for their activities. And I'm trying to get that for you now.
While you're searching for that, can I say something? I'm getting a text from someone.
Uh-huh,
I wanted to put it out there that let's keep our youth in prayer for this new school year and praying for them. Because, Andrew, not just the youth, not just adults, but, man, we're starting to see a rise in suicide. So there's a rise in teen suicide. So let's just keep our youth held up in prayer and keep our eyes open and our hearts open for those that we know close to us. You know what I mean, Andrew? There's so much going on, man. We need to let people know that there's always someone you can reach out to when you're feeling hopeless. Like you always talk about that period, and you and I know what we're talking about. But people, we need to let these teens know that death is a period that we make for a temporary problem. You know how me and you, Andrew, we say it's a permanent solution for a temporary problem. Problems come and they go. But that suicide, that's it. It's a permanent solution for a temporary problem. Reach out. When you're feeling hopeless as an adult, reach out. And those of us who have been in these situations and can recognize some of these things, reach out to some people, some loved ones. If you see something, a person is just kind of lethargic or whatever, you know, have them just, sometimes they just want an outlet, someone to talk to, and we can point them in the right direction. But just while you were looking for that, Andrew, I just want to put that out because, you know, it's school starting, and a lot of people don't know this, Andrew. School starting, yeah, it's fixed, but it is a stress, a major, major stressor on the teachers, on the students, and the parents. I want to just put that out there, and I keep our educators held up in prayer at this time of the year because, Andrew, I'm going to be honest with you. It snuck up on me until I, you know, start seeing people walking in schools. And then, you know, I hear that my son getting ready to go back. Hey, man, It's a stressful yet joyful time, but it is a known stressor this time of year.
Oh,
and I just want to know we need to keep everybody lifted up. Go ahead. I'm sorry. What'd you say, Andrew?
Yeah, it's bittersweet. A lot of them, because you want, you know, for your kids to do this, do that, and then, you know, people just don't give them their due diligence that is needed for just the success. They need the support from people, and sometimes we don't even give that to our kids, nephews, you know, just kind words to take kids.
Dude, I'm
kind
of chuckling because a friend of mine just texted me that I've talked to, and she said, make sure you don't text them. Talk to them. You know, now back in our day, Andrew, we couldn't help but to talk to our parents. You know what I mean? Talk to them. You know,
I'm
chuckling because, man, even me as an adult, I get caught up in that. You'll text somebody and thought you said hi to them. No, man. Mm-hmm. Reach out. Talk to them.
We didn't have the distractions of cell phones. And,
exactly,
you know,
like we said earlier, we didn't have none of these distractions that they're having to deal with. And it seems like it's just such easy, I don't know, exposure to it, man, Andrew. Back then, I don't know about you now. You're going to probably laugh about this. But, Andrew, I can't even tell you at the age where I knew that we had a home phone. I know we had one, but it wasn't for my personal usage. Does that make sense? You know what I'm saying? It wasn't for my personal usage. You know,
as we became teens,
we started trying to get little calls, but
I didn't have one of my proudest moments, but I called the operator and asked them for the number for my Aunt Vera.
Boy, you from there.
Hello.
I can relate. I know what you mean, man. I know exactly what you mean.
My Aunt Vera.
Yeah. What one of them Petticoat Junction moments?
Yeah, no, you had to dial zero. You had to dial zero.
Yeah, okay.
I just didn't know. Didn't know you had to give the whole name. And really, I didn't know she was just Aunt Vera. I didn't even know her name.
Yeah.
I got a little old.
What do you say, first name Aunt, last name Vera?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And people just laugh and Mom said, I'm good, how you doing? Fine. Because my daddy was Junior. He was off my dad's side. And little Drew, I had all the names. A far cry from where we are today. But hell, we make light of a situation like school starting. It's very important to a lot of kids. The parents, too, I know, just a little apprehensive of the way things have gone. You know what? When we were in school, prayer got us through everything.
Yeah.
There were crazy things going on at our schools that we do understand. But grandma's prayer, auntie's prayer, everybody's prayer got us through.
Yeah. That is so true.
And tell your kids if they feel something's not going right, don't sit up there and watch that. Go somewhere. Go safe. Be safe. But I tell you, the dynamics of these schools based on these shootings, will our individual independent school districts in Texas display a new plan for teachers to use? But it's not fair to those who want to do and want to report and all of that and protect our children, then we should be in the same mindset. As Harold said it earlier, and please, we're just using the analogy. There's no fun when the rabbit got the gun. When things reverse where you can't do anything, that's bad.
That's right. That
but
is
when
true.
Okay. Well, or doing things, we need to support them. Because it's enough pressure at school where they get bullied and everything, but be proud. If you got a daughter, dad, give them a flower. And then explain to them why they didn't get 11 of them. Because you know that last, why? No, 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 baby. We just charting your progress. We're trying to get you where you need to be. Because, you know, when they get old enough to know, they telling you if there's anything monetary, cash app, Zelle, stuff. See, that's the sign of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's tough. I get a lump in my throat thinking of about this time the last 18 years or so. Even in college, I had the same goose pimples. All you got to do is pray and ask God to give them the wisdom to not fall in traps. Be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah, but just like I say, the younger children, you know, and now the things are so diverse, you know, when they're starting off at home. You know, Andrew, it could be Big Mama's house. It could be whatever. But somebody in that house is praying and contacting over them children. We would just want to know, you teach awareness, see something, say something, all those type of things at those young ages. It'll really manifest itself to safety and growth, you know. You
right.
know what I used to tell us, Andrew? It starts early. It's early childhood education.
Yeah, it really does. And then, you know, we had the extended school. When you went to church, you would see some of your instructors. You know, they kind of, boy, you reading? What you doing? You know, one of my proudest moments, I was somewhat a halfway decent athlete, and I did not realize that my Sunday school teacher, who was an old veteran that got caught up when they integrated schools, ended up being at a predominantly white school in Tampa. But he, you know, he was our refuge at Sunday school, all the history, and he's just telling it. And I had one particular football game. I had a couple catches. And, of course, I kicked as well, Harold. You didn't know that. It all
I
started.
I think we talked about that before because I used to kick. We talked about that a few years ago. Yeah.
But let me tell you how it started in the neighborhood. We had the tall telephone wire going across from pole to pole. Across the street, and we used to just kick, try to cross that goalpost way up in the sky. So one of our kickers went down, and I started kicking. I punted. And by the way, I was in a punt pass and kicked, so that was something else a lot of people don't know. Way.
So is this a proud? So is this a proud Andrew moment here? You having or what?
Yeah, I am.
You can have it, but I'm just asking. Is that what we?
To have it because. We got a lot of people on today, and I just want them to just say something. Give us an update of what's going on. And you know what, Hal? This works out just perfectly.
What?
There's a pole out of the night that covers me black as the pitch from pole to pole. I thank God's whatever may be for my unconquerable soul. Well, our unconquerable soul has just got on the line. And if she pressed one, I'll bring in, and we'll talk about it. This Hall of Fame moment as we wind things
all right, yeah. That was good.
So
amen.
If you go ahead and then press up one, and then I'll see you and bring her up. I'm scared to pull my other thing up, but she'll probably press when I go to the next page. All right, Hal. She pressed the button and went all the way to the top. All the way to the top.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the newest inductee into the Hall of Fame for the National Association of Black Journalists. Let us all rise for Cheryl Smith. Good morning.
Good morning.
And congratulations. Let me get that in right now, boss lady. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Are you a day
boy? Thank you. Your moment.
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, I'm muting myself so I can hear you guys.
Yeah, okay. I just heard a little background noise. I didn't know if you were here. You know, and congratulations. I tell people here that your hard work, your diligence to get the truth out. It's very evident in the work done to be recognized by your peers. How does that feel?
Well, I think I'm still numb, and I do feel honored because it was totally unexpected. And, yeah, sometimes you're just working so hard and you're not doing it for the recognition. So when it comes, it can be a little bit overwhelming.
I can relate with that.
You and I share some of the same humble roots when we all started this journey. You never expected it going to take you. You had people when you didn't want to do things to keep you motivated to push on. And I'm saying that people not listening, that may have that special talent in your home alone. It's just to motivate them to do it. If they want to be a rocket scientist underwater, then don't shoot the idea. You know, it might be something that needs to see. So you just encourage the kids to do what they want to do. So let's see, if you do what you want to do, you get more out of it. Then people can see that it's love and not so much your job. It's a difference in what you do because you have to versus what you do because you want to. And we're just proud to know that we got a Hall of Famer. Did you get a gold jacket?
I didn't get a gold jacket, but I got a lot of love, and that was so wonderful. And it was especially a nice weekend because there was a week because there was a lot of FAMU love. And we had Kim Godwin, who is the president of ABC News. And we had from someone who is a part of the iMessage team, Rebecca Aguilar was inducted into the National Association of Hispanic Journalists Hall of Fame. And then Eva Coleman won a Salute to Excellence Award last night. So there was a lot of love and for HBCUs and for the Black press.
Okay.
Yeah. But
we sure. So can I say something real quick, Andrew? And I want to say this to Cheryl. Earlier, we spoke about that love that you're talking about. And if we can just continue to stay close to each other, you know, that love, when it rubs up against you, it rubs up against you right, doesn't it, Cheryl?
Oh, it definitely does. And I feel it and I felt it. And sometimes we don't share it as much, but we need to every day. We need to, because we don't know what tomorrow holds for us. But even just a matter of, you know, how do you do things, you know, in life? When do you recognize what is a good thing and what is not a so good thing to do? So I've always tried to do the right thing. So I'm cool with where I stand. And I had people to fly in. I had number one there for my line at Florida A&M University. Andre was there with his wife. And there were people who had flew in that day, just for that day, to be there with me. We had former Dallas City Council member Tiffany A. Young was there.
Right.
And, of course, our founder, NABJ founder, Norma Adams Wade, Marva Sneed, these were people, Jessica, who interned with me and then works as a part of my team. You know, folks didn't even tell me they were coming in. They just came in and they did like shows and like to do. Some of them did some volunteering. But if you would have just seen the influence of FAMU here, it just, that was heartwarming. Too, it was really, people just wanted to come out, and I'm excited about us, and I made a little speech. That one is not on social media, I think, but I made my Hall of Fame speeches on there, and I invite you to check that out. But I made a speech at a meeting about our next convention, which will be in Birmingham. And some people don't see Birmingham is as exciting or sexy or whatever, but we're here in Las Vegas, and a lot of people went to see Silk Sonic and John Legend. And as far as the convention, the city likes our money. When we go to Birmingham, Alabama, Birmingham is going to like us. Those are our people there, and oftentimes we choose cities and don't go to those that built America. And cities like Birmingham, Memphis, Tennessee, they are responsible for us being able to have the jobs we have and us being able to do a lot of things that we do because they were the battlegrounds.
Mm-hmm.
So Michelle,
going to Birmingham, it's so much history. I just hope we, what is it? Is it next year or 2 years?
It's next year, and that's a historic year.
Oh, yeah. Folks, if you've never been to, you know, I always talk about African American Museums, the 16th Street Church. Is right across from the African American Museum there in Birmingham. Unbelievable. I am a study of history, and I love going to Birmingham, and you would be too. And Cheryl, you must go to the Fisherman. I know you love fish. Right there in South Birmingham, you'll be able to go, and I'm telling you, when you can see the fish, hell, swimming around, and you point him out, oh, yeah, before you know it, he's going to be on your plate.
Yeah. I tell you what, earlier, Cheryl, we were talking, and Andrew and I, he was reminding us that when you go somewhere, and as long as you get there in time enough for the benediction, you got what you were there for. And for me, hearing your voice and knowing that you had just got that award, you have delivered the benediction for the show today. And I just want to make sure you know that we are very proud of you. And when I say we, Cheryl, I've been getting texts just from here and there throughout the show. Once Andrew mentioned that you had received such an honor, they wanted to know when they would be able to hear your voice and give you accolades. And we cannot let that go without being said. And I shared that with Andrew. I said, I'd be surprised at the people that even listen to our show, Cheryl, sometime. But I make sure I let them know that mine are opinions, but this is possible by Cheryl Smith. And I just want to thank you so much.
I thank you, and I do it for us when we get up and check out the words I had to say, because sometimes you just don't get this from Cheryl Smith. So, but it came from my heart, and everything I do comes from a place of love.
Right. And Cheryl, people fail to realize oftentimes that the journey that we're all on, you know, it's a combination of things, ups, downs, in between, to get us where we are today. And we could think of 1,000 quotes, you know, it's not to the swiftest, it's to those who endure. And you have definitely endured that, and the lives that you've touched with the kids, with us, keeping us going. You know, it's just kind of giving you roses while you're here. Because oftentimes you hear these accolades after the fact, but it sure is a to know how much you've done for people. You mentioned Tiffany. I talked with Tiffany last week. She did some work for our Kappa League, and she said she was on her way to Vegas. And I was like, well, I didn't want to tell you because I didn't know if you knew she was going to be there. But I didn't say a word. I was just going to do it.
Ooh, I know that was hard for you, Andrew. I hate to cut you off, but you're not saying a word. Cheryl, we need to give him some accolades for that.
I'm telling you. I'm telling tell you. And
I'm sorry, Andrew. I couldn't miss that one.
That's fine. But you never know who you're influencing and how
people think about you.
And you know what? We're from the same humbling beginning, and you don't think about the finish line. You try to just move closer to it. Or just finish the race in any kind of way, not thinking with the ribbons or accolades associated with it. But it sure makes you feel good when people recognize what you've done. And our accolades and love is there with you for what you've done. I continue to praise. And even within your moments when you're getting on up, you know what? It don't even sting much. You get our attention now. I don't want you to think you don't get our attention.
Tough love is good love for me. I'll go ahead and say that. Tough love is love, and it's good love. And Cheryl has a polished.
You clear one hurdle, and I know you do sports too. Let me go to baseball. They've given you so many pitches that you had to take. This one, you cleared the fence with. And congratulations again. On a job well done. Continue doing great things. So who knows? You might get that pitch again, and we're going to watch it go over the fence for a second time.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So I figured I saw that baseball. You know how much we love baseball. So we.
Yes, I did even make a baseball analogy in my speech.
Mm-hmm. Was that your first time back in Vegas since they put that new stadium in?
Well, we had a board meeting, NABJ board meeting, right before COVID.
Okay. That's a beautiful stadium that, you know, Jerry Jones Company do all of them. The whole in Dallas does everything. So, Cheryl, we thank you so much for what you've done. Harold, thank you for just being a part. And we know that wherever we go, we know we are with a person of greatness. And I know she couldn't have done it without us. But we know it may not come when you want it, but we always have an on-time time. Everybody, we'll see you next week. Peace. I'm out.
Mm-hmm.